Bertha needs a facelift. State transportation officials don't say how much it will cost or how long it will take, but they told Seattle City Council members yesterday afternoon that the face of the Highway 99 tunnel machine known as Bertha has to come off in order to repair her damaged machinery. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
WashDOT officials said their contractors plan to dig a pit about as deep as a 12-story building in front of Bertha. Then they'll remove the face or cutter head of the tunnel machine. That cutter head is about 5 stories tall. It weighs 700 tons. Just for comparison, that's about a third of the size, but 5 times the weight of the giant Ferris wheel, also on the Seattle waterfront. At Bertha's current location near Pioneer Square, contractors will be able to lift her face out of the pit and lay it on its side. Matt Preedy is with the Washington Department of Transportation.
It's almost the perfect place. If you had to pick a place somewhere along the alignment that you had to do this sort of thing and take the cutter head off, this is the best place to do that.
City council members sought assurances that the tunnel machine wouldn't break down again once it's under the heart of downtown Seattle. Here's Sally Bagshaw.
How do we know that if they fix it now, that the seal will hold up for the next however many thousand feet that we need it to run? Because it would not be cool if it went another, several hundred yards, and it stopped again because now we've got buildings in the way.
Transportation officials say they expect to get an answer to that question from the Seattle Tunnel Partners firm this week. They also expect to hear how many months Bertha's facelift and major surgery will take. Delayed completion of the tunnel could cost Seattle Tunnel Partners up to $150,000 a day. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.